The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
But this is, I was telling you about the coronation earlier.
All right.
Well, this is something I don't think anyone's ever been arrested for in America. Okay. All right. This guy, Patrick Thuel, who's a 23-year-old protester, got a bit of attention because he supposedly was caught on video throwing eggs.
Okay. Right?
At the king. While shouting, "This is fascism."
Okay.
All right.
How close was he?
He was paraded by in his carriage, and
saw a photo of that.
You saw a photo.
That's audacious.
All right. At Trafalgar Square.
Okay.
All right. So he's there. Right. Cops pin him out in the video.
All right.
All right. And he is there yelling, "This is fascism. This is fascism."
Sure.
All right. The cops grab him. They arrest him. What's the charge?
Throwing eggs.
Suspicion of carrying eggs.
Ah, listen. They are quite pricey. I'm not even sure if they are.
Right, one would be amazed that someone would throw away that amount of money.
$7 per egg. This is fascism. This costs $14. 21, 28.
And now it's time for...
Random
facts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I find this rather amazing. Polar bears do not have white fur.
Right? What do you mean?
They don't have white fur. They have transparent fur that reflects sunlight and makes them look white.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really odd.
All right. That's different. The only person not with a star on the Walk of Fame, the only person with a star on the Walk of Fame that's not on the sidewalk, Muhammad Ali.
Okay.
It's on the wall of the Kodak Theater because he did not want people walking on the name Muhammad.
All right.
A lot of rules with that name.
All right. And there are a lot of rules for that name. And lastly, Queen's original title for Bohemian Rhapsody was The Cowboy Song.
What?
That beats the hell out of me. And there are your...
Random
facts. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
And it's Billy Joel's birthday, and we said we're going to get the stuff throughout the show. We will get the stuff throughout the day. But some time ago, we're trying to figure it out. It's either 5 or 6 years ago.
Right, all maybe right? more, all because right. I don't think Denny was in. Right towards the end.
Yeah, no, he wasn't. No, right. So Denny Somach, who's an old friend, he's been in the music business in every way, shape, and form, whether it was radio specials or, you know, producing things. And just, you know, actually, he booked all of my trips when we used to go to London.
Right.
He would take care of all of that. Well, Denny is a guy who has been in it for a real long time. And back in 1971, when he was in college, right, Billy Joel was exploding.
Okay.
Right? Well, in Allentown, Billy Joel was exploding, all right? And it's hard to believe that Piano Man, which is Billy Joel's signature song, when that came out, it only made it to number 25 on the charts, all right? And, you know, and here was Denny. He was working in college. Well, here's Denny telling the story.
Okay, in early 71, I was a member of the college radio station.
Mm-hmm.
There's this intercollegiate broadcasting system, IBS. I don't know if you remember.
Right.
And they have a convention every year in New York.
Right.
And they have talent and people. So I went. I see Loggins and Messina for the first time.
Uh-huh.
I see Tanya Tucker, 16 years old.
Right. Oh, I remember that.
I see Jake and the Family Jewels, which you may remember because
uh-huh. yep.
I think they were out of New York. Randy Burns and the Sky Dog Band, Todd Rundgren and the Hello People.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay, with ND Smart, okay? And this guy named Billy Joel, who's putting out an album called Cold Spring Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
It's a station I'm working for, WSAN. We have this theater, 500-seat theater. We're doing shows for up-and-coming acts. And we had everybody from Hall & Oates and Frampton and Rush and Roxy. I mean, you wouldn't believe the artists that we had. But I immediately said, we got to book Billy Joel. Got to book Billy Joel. I find out who his agent is, a guy named Chip Racklin. I call him up, and I said, listen, I want to book Billy Joel. And he goes, are you sure you got the right guy? Do you mean Billy Joel Royal? What do you mean? No one's ever called for this guy. I said, no, you don't understand. I've been playing his record. He's a big star here. He goes, no, I signed Billy. I represent him as an agent. His album came out. Nothing happened. In fact, he got really mad, went to California. I don't even know how to reach him. But, are you sure, Billy Joel? I said, yeah. He said, well, look, if I ever, when he comes back, if I hear from him and I have a date, I'll call you.
Okay.
Year and a half goes by. Chip calls me up and goes, hey, listen, you still want Billy Joel? I said, yeah, yeah, he's a big star here. We want to headline him. He goes, you want to headline him? Are you sure? I said, yeah, I got a 500-seat theater. He goes, well, he's got one day off. November 27th, he's not doing any tours, but otherwise, you know, he's not available. But what can you pay him? So I said, he's got to do two shows, $500. Silence for 5 seconds, and he goes, okay. And this is like a couple weeks before Piano Man was coming out. The tour was just starting, and no one really knew any of the songs. But in Allentown, we'd been playing Cold Spring Harbor. So he starts off, you know, just by himself and plays it. Place is going wild. Because, you know, anything he does, and he's going, you people are amazing. And he's going, telling the audience, I said, I can't believe this. He goes, okay, let me bring out the band. Brings out the band. They play. How did you record this? I had one of those brand new Sony stereo cassette players, the ones you can put in the car and take out.
Okay.
And I said to myself, you know, I love this guy. I'm such a fan. I got to record this. I put it right on the stage because I was the promoter. I could do whatever I wanted. And I had him run, you know, put the thing, I run around to introduce him, and then I run back to my seat. So I put it there.
Right now, we're going to go to Allentown in 1973, the Roxy Theater. Is that what it was?
Yes.
And here is Billy Joel. This has not been heard in broadcast form
That's right.
Since then.
Okay, let's see. We'll do a song now. This is, where's my harmonica? There it is. I had a gig in a piano bar for a while when I was laying out of the music business. And I was working in a club in Los Angeles. I come out of New York, or Long Island. But I figured I'll go to L.A. and I'll work in a piano bar because it can't be the same kind of shitheads that are in New York going to the piano bars, right? But it turned out they were just as bad, only like Western shitheads. Like in New York at a piano bar, they go, hey man, I want you to play a song, man, you know? And out west, they say, hey, stop playing that bag music, you know? It's just a different trip. But I made pretty good money, and I was calling myself Bill Martin at the keyboard. Bill Martin. And it was good bread, you know, and I had a whole other identity. I was real straight, you know, or I could be English if I wanted to be, you know, hello, how are you? And I got a song out of it anyway. The train is in E flat. Choo choo, yes. And it's called Piano Man. It goes like this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
We've got copies of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers live at the Fillmore. It's a two CD set courtesy of Warner Music. And this morning we have Holly, who says,
So I got stuck in a swing at a playground and had to call 911 to break me out.
Okay. She got stuck in a spring in a playground and needed 911 to break her out. Was she a little kid or a drunk adult? We start out with Rob, Rod, what do you think? Little kid or drunk adult?
Yeah, I think she's a drunk adult.
Drunk adult. All right, hold on a moment. Let's go over to Robert. Robert, what are you going to go with?
A little kid.
A little kid, Robert says. All right, that takes us to Caroline. Are you're Caroline, not Carolyn, right?
Yeah, okay. Caroline.
Caroline, what do you think? Little kid or drunk adult?
Little kid.
Little kid, another little kid. That takes us to Rick. Rick, what are you going to go with?
Drunk adult.
Drunk adult. And that leaves us this morning with Rob. Rob, little kid or drunk adult?
Gotta be a drunk adult, man.
Gotta be a drunk adult, he says. All right, let's go back to Holly and find out what the answer is.
I was a little kid. I was extremely overweight as a child. One day I tried to get into one of those swings where you put your legs through a couple of holes. But unfortunately, that stuck. Had to call 911. I started crying. I was stuck right there in front of my childhood crush. It was an awful experience. I'll never forget it, unfortunately, but I was a little kid.
Oh, in front of her childhood crush and all.
in the herd.
All right, get us started, Steve.
All right, Jerry Mercier is a 41-year-old from Maine who was just caught after he had $3 million worth of fentanyl shipped to a local restaurant. The workers got the crate, and they thought it was a bunch of mugs that they had ordered. It was not mugs at all. They called the police because an hour later, Jeremy showed up asking about the shipment. Then he was arrested because the police were currently there when they had called them. Jeremy didn't work there. The shipping container was made to look like it contained motorcycle parts, and Jeremy runs a motorcycle shop in that area. So maybe he thought he could make it as a delivery mistake.
Right?
Well, it didn't work, and Jeremy is facing major charges, including aggravated illegal importation of scheduled drugs and aggravated trafficking of scheduled drugs.
In the herd.
All right, now this is a good reason for a 5-year-old to throw a tantrum, but not an adult. A 19-year-old woman was arrested at Phoenix Airport last Tuesday for attacking three TSA agents because they wouldn't let her keep her apple juice.
Oh.
All right. Her name is Makaya Coleman. She was going through security at 6 a.m. when they apparently seized the juice because of their liquid policy. She flipped out and walked around the barrier to grab the bin that her stuff was in, but they wouldn't let her, so she jumped the table, hit a TSA agent in the head, and ripped his shirt. When they tried to restrain her, she punched a female TSA agent and yanked her ponytail. Then she bit a third agent trying to stop her. Two agents ended up in the hospital, and 450 passengers were inconvenienced. Everyone had to go to a different checkpoint and get, line up all over again. Makaya is facing charges for assault, criminal damage, disorderly conduct, and might be looking at fines, too. You can get hit with $14,000 in fines for abusing a TSA agent, and she went after three of them.
In the herd.
Back to you.
Houston police are asking for help IDing a man who robbed a convenience store. The thing is, it's probably not going to be very hard to track him down.
Okay.
Because he went into the store and made a purchase.
All right.
And then hung out.
Okay.
In the store waiting for customers to leave.
All right.
The thing he purchased was a mask.
A mask?
Yes, in the store that he went into with no mask on.
Yes.
Then he robbed it with the mask he just bought on, demanding cash from the register. The suspect's face is everywhere, and it's just a matter of time until somebody calls up and receives the $5,000 in reward cash. Can you turn yourself in and collect a reward?
I don't know. Well, do you have to wear a mask?
I don't know.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, anyone out there got a really weird side hustle? Well, you won't beat this one. A former mortuary worker in Little Rock, Arkansas, is facing charges for stealing body parts and selling them on Facebook.
Oh, okay. Marketplace. Okay.
Her name is Candace Scott. She's 36 years old. She worked for a company that provided the University of Arkansas with cadavers for medical research. Last year, cops got a tip that she'd been selling body parts to a guy in Pennsylvania and sending them through the mail.
Okay.
Over the course of 9 months, she allegedly mailed him 20 boxes of body parts, including an ear, an arm, lungs, livers, kidneys, hands, skulls, and a full human head. Yeah, he paid her a total of $10,975, and now both of them have been arrested. We checked out her mugshot. She doesn't look like someone who'd be trafficking stolen body parts, but the guy she sold them to, he definitely does. All right. His name is Jeremy Pauly. He's 40 years old. Half his face is tattooed to look like dragon scales. His right eye is black. The white of his eye was dyed black, and he's got metal spikes implanted into his scalp.
Okay.
Kind of guy you want to bring home for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And, they are both facing serious jail time.
In the herd.
John DiBella.
For me to say I wasn't a genius, I would just be lying to you and to myself.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.